This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I was thinking about taking the day off because I have my colonoscopy today, but I that's really not something to look forward to. What, I'm supposed to sit home and just wait? I got my colonoscopy in about 4 hours. So I might as well be on air. I mean, you know, what else is there? See, the last colonoscopy, this is my third colonoscopy, by the way. The last colonoscopy I had was on a Saturday morning, and I used to do my show live Saturday morning as well at, I believe it was 10 a.m. Pacific time. So I got home after my colonoscopy and was able to do my show. And, you don't have to run to the bathroom as long as you don't eat. But I found that to be very, very difficult. So this time we're trying it beforehand. So by the way, for those of you that have never had a colonoscopy and have never endured the prep, and you think a bunch of us are whining for no reason, I want you to try the colonoscopy prep, and I think you will be begging for forgiveness because it was miserable. Just miserable. I'm trying to watch a Panther and Eagle game. I knew the Eagles were going to win, but I didn't put money on the Eagles. I don't know why. I think it's because I was too busy running to the bathroom. But, I was like only seeing one play at a time every, few plays. And it was very, very frustrating. And the mag citrate that we use to help flush you out is probably the most disgusting, vomitous-tasting fluid you can ever imagine. So, but it's interesting because, years ago, I had to do the pills. I liked the pills. They would give you a whole bunch of pills to take to help clean out the colon. And why do you have to take all this, crap? Well, because, again, in order to do a colonoscopy, you need that wall squeaky clean, cleaner than your teeth. That wall has to be pristine for them to find polyps. And we're talking about polyps like, millimeter-sized polyps that could later turn to cancer. So we're talking about, and if the average poop is like, 4 or 5 inches, you can imagine the scrubbing that needs to be done. Unfortunately, there's no brushes or Brillo pads or anything that we could use. I would love to patent something, but I just don't think we could get it up in there as easily. And it'll hurt and bleed. So we have to clean from the inside out or from the top down. And so you take these stool softeners and laxatives, the Dulcolax, and then you take the Mag Citrate, and the combination of the two, we are talking about, I thought my water broke, and then I had to realize it was coming out the other end. I mean, it was bad. And, you are supposed to be on clear liquids for about a day. Years ago, the doctor had me on clear liquids for 2 days, and the prep was easy. I was in bed, like last night, I was able to sleep. Everybody says, you're going to be up all night pooping. No, I was able to sleep. I was able to sleep fine. I'm tired, I'm a little weak, I ramble a lot, but I do that every day. You're not allowed to eat or drink before your colonoscopy, so I haven't had, my daily chocolate. I don't really drink coffee, so I don't care about that. Sometimes I take a little sip of soda. I know I shouldn't, but that gives me my caffeine. So, I'm good to go. But I'll try to Facebook Live the procedure. I want to write the colonoscopy prep diaries. I started that on Facebook. For those of you really, really interested, on my Twitter and Facebook page, I have the last bowel movement in a wine glass, and it is crystal clear. And so you guys could see how, my colon is cleaner than my teeth. And so if my doctor is not proud of me, or if they cancel the procedure for any reason, my pap smear got canceled, by the way, yesterday, again. Second week in a row, the pap smear got canceled. And I was like, look, am I really that bad a patient? I mean, can you really not handle it? But nah, apparently, you know, she had to deliver babies, and I get it. I get it. Bless her for all the good work she does. But I just cannot have this colonoscopy canceled. So please, 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 let there not be an earthquake. Let there not be anything that bad happens in between now and then, so I can get to the surgical center and do what I need to do. All right, so we got a lot to talk about. President Trump, right, after he dropped the bombshell, ticking off the liberals with the allowing, interstate commerce when it comes to the health insurance plans and loosening up regulations, now he has stopped subsidies, a massive halt to the Obamacare subsidies. This is going to tick people off beyond belief, but was it necessary? We're going to talk about that. That doctor that cursed out the patient who complained about waiting too long is still under criminal investigation. We'll tell you guys the latest on that, which I think is really, really frustrating because nobody is showing us the video or any of, because there is no video, of what she did prior to that. Magic mushrooms may help depression by resetting the brain. We've talked about how magic mushrooms may be the depression medicine of the future. And there's an artificial camouflage skin that maybe the military could use that mimics what octopuses do. Or is it octopi? Octopi. It's what octopi do. Whatever the case, we're going to talk about that. Then we're going to talk about how a fisherman was fishing. And a Dover sole, right, leaped into his mouth down his throat. He starts choking and his heart stops. Now, he's alive, but oh my gosh. I mean, you know what? Okay, fishing could be pretty, pretty serious. I love to fish, but who even knew about that? Then childhood obesity. We've talked about this, but let's figure out why. Childhood obesity is exploding. We are talking 10 times. The amount of kids since the 1970s to now are obese, 10 times more than the numbers we saw in the 1970s. So crazy stuff. But not crazier than this. Apparently, we have turkeys, wild turkeys that are sparring with humans. Now, apparently, wild turkeys were wiped out of New England about the 1800s, according to U.S. News. But the birds have apparently stormed back. And they are spreading farther into urban areas, and they clash with residents. They destroy gardens, damage cars, chase pets, attack people. And so now it's causing headaches for police and health officials. So Boston City officials say they received at least 60 complaints last year, a threefold increase over the year before. They go nearby Somerville, Belmont, Brookline, also upticked. So I guess they're blocking traffic and they're aggressive. And if authorities have to, they'll shoot them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
He is so Psaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you that have calls or medical questions, you can call into our answer line. Some of you listen to the show when we're not on air. No problem. We will cover your call the next day when we're on air. So let's go to the phone lines at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dr. Dahlia, I am a diabetic, and once every evening I take Lantus Solostar insulin injection.
Mm-hmm.
My son is also a diabetic, and he just passed away September 15th. He had his injections in my refrigerator. There are 3 needles left, but it's not Lantus Solostar. It is Apidira Solostar. The units are the same. The insulin looks like it's almost the same. Mm-hmm. It's bluishing, and mine is Glargine.
Glargine, yeah.
Can I take his when mine are gone?
No, no, you don't.
Thank you.
Yeah, I wish I could talk to you live. No, don't. And we'll try to reach out to you. I definitely don't want you to take that. It's a different type of insulin. It's different acting. And can I just say I am so, so sorry for the loss of your son. That has got to be heartbreaking. I'm so sorry to hear that. And our hearts and prayers are with you. That's got to be difficult, so difficult. Lantus is a long-acting insulin, whereas the Apidra, that's more of a short-acting. So it won't work as well. The Apidra works as quickly as 15 minutes. You have to take it with meals. It can lower your blood sugars rapidly. It's more of a faster acting, whereas your Lantus is more of a long acting insulin that's supposed to provide all day blood sugar control. So I would, you know, contact your medical provider. You know, he may say, look, you could use the Apidra, you know, when you have, you know, breakthrough issues, but I would not swap that. You know, it's something a lot of us do. We'll we don't want to throw things out, right, that our loved one has used. And, you know, medicines are expensive. Trust me, I understand. And, you know, some of you might listen to that going, you know, why would anybody want to, you know, there's only 3 syringes left. Why would anyone want to? You know, I remember when my house burned down and we had a fire, my father was holding on to a Uban coffee can. And he asked the firefighters if he could still use it for coffee the next day. And the firefighter said, no, I wouldn't. You know, your house was just on fire. There's a lot of smoke. No. And I remember going, why would my dad want to use coffee from a coffee? You know, coffee's cheap considerably. And I understand it was a big can and we didn't have a lot of money and we just lost our house. You know, but why that? And, you know, I realize the older I get that psychologically, it's you want to kind of grasp onto something that, you know, you kind of don't have anymore after you just went through a loss. And so, you know, I'm wondering if that's what's going on here. But a lot of us do. We like to use our, you know, spouses or our kids or our parents' medication. Doesn't mean it'll work for you. But they are the Apidra and the Lantus or the Glargine or the Glulosine. They're 2 different types of insulin, so you can't. They're not interchangeable. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so Donald Trump plans to halt payments to insurers under the Affordable Care Act immediately. This is a major blow to Obamacare, cutting these payments to insurers that buy down the premium. He says that the Democrats' Obamacare is imploding. Massive subsidy payments to their pet insurance companies have stopped. Democrats should call me to fix. He added, Obamacare's broken mess, piece by piece. We will now begin the process of giving America the great health care it deserves. So, I believe now the Justice Department has notified a federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. in a connection with a related lawsuit that an upcoming 18 payment will not occur. Stopping the subsidies is a very gutsy move and probably needed. The one thing that has really frustrated a lot of us that have been opponents of Obamacare is premiums tripled, let's say, maybe quintupled, okay? And the government told insurance companies, oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it. This is under Obama. we will pay you money and subsidize that person's insurance. So if you have to raise her insurance costs from $250 to $1,000, it's okay. We'll pay you the $750. Now, you and I are probably scratching our heads going, why? No wonder the insurance company's prices are going up. If the insurance company's prices go up, they get more government money. So, you know, if we're infusing billions of dollars into a system that is failing, why not use that money for something else? Now, where critics of this move are going to say, and I can understand why, they're going to say, well, this is really going to make the marketplace unstable. Now people with modest incomes won't be able to get insurance because they won't get the subsidies. And so, I see what's going on. You know, Trump is thinking like a businessman. Okay? If you don't keep the welfare train going, then companies are going to have to vie and compete for those people that don't want to pay high-priced insurance. So they're going to have to come out with an insurance that's $250, $300. In economics, it actually makes sense. An insurance premium goes up from $250 to $1,000. Rather than paying the insurance company that $750, let's try to force the market to go back to offer, you know, plans for $250. And, you know, we got to stop the cash cow. We got to stop this faucet of spending. Now, they say shares of health insurers and other medical-related stocks did take a sharp dive Friday as investors did react to this move. Apparently, this is an immediate end to the cost-sharing subsidies. So insurers took the brunt of the hit. Centene, who has a large Medicaid business, tumbled nearly 6%. Molina Healthcare fell 4%. Anthem, 3%. Hospital stocks fell, etc. But do we need a resetting? Now, I'm not an economist, but sometimes the economy has to reset. And so sometimes when it comes to healthcare, rather than just spending and spending and spending, going, oh my gosh, you know, what do? We can't just take away. We can't just, you know, pull out the rug. We only have a few strands of the rug still there. And, you know, it's still debatable if these health insurance policies are actually increasing health care. Is it actually providing health care? Is it just a card in someone's wallet where they still have a high deductible? And the people that are getting the subsidies, I mean, it sounds like with the subsidies that Obama allowed, some of them had cheaper health insurance. The problem is it can only last so long. You can't have half the country that's putting money into the system, you know, starting to go broke, not being able to put money into the system, and, you know, trying to provide a false hope that low-income Americans are going to have health care subsidized forever. It's not going to work that way. Now, of course, the media has been quick to jump on Trump now ruining Obamacare and killing Obamacare. That was a big concern that a lot of people had early in January, that if the GOP did anything to affect Obamacare or subsidies or repeal and replace, that a healthcare system crash would be blamed on them. But I think there's enough evidence that the system is already messed up. That I don't think, and, you know, it's not like they're going to sway, you know, liberals or Democrats. You know, they have their base. And, you know, the moderates will decide for themselves if the economy's getting better, if unemployment's getting better, if they're able to now get a health insurance plan that's a little cheaper, then, you know. So what are lower-income Americans going to do if these costs and these subsidies to the health insurance is stopping? Okay, well, they may qualify for Medicaid. We may not know what this entails. We may, you know, waiting for an insurance company to come up with a cheaper plan, that could happen immediately or it may never happen. That's what we have right now as of today. It's a gutsy move. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking. Drugging. Broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Marcus wants to know what's going on with the latest with the investigation of Stephen Paddock and the timeline that's being disputed by the police. I don't have any new details on that, but while we wait, I really want to remind you guys that Las Vegas Metro and the police department and all the investigative organizations that are involved, they're really busting their butts. You know, I know people want answers. I was on a Wood Radio Michigan Live, WOOD, Justin Barkley earlier today. And, you know, they'd ask, you know, how, what's going on with the latest, et cetera. And I understand, you know, people are, you know, scared and concerned. And, you know, I know people in Vegas would like to know because, you know, this is our city and we don't want something like this to happen again. But, you know, you can't rush these things. I know we want an answer. And in this day and age, with the way the media is, if the police department says something and it gets taken out of context, it could cause mass pandemonium. I mean, that story goes global within seconds. And, you know, I commend what Sheriff Joe Lombardo and his team and all the FBI and all the groups involved are doing. And I, you know, just, you know, just asking, give them, you know, give them some time. You know, this pressure to make a statement is can unfortunately, I think, cause, you know, bad stories to come out. And we really need to know what's going on, and I'm sure we will know what's going on. I'm sure we are going to get the true story. My suspicion is it's something that would cause a huge media Lollapalooza, that it needs to be given to us very, shall we say, packaged properly. But, you know, do I think they know exactly what's going on at this point in time? No. No, I think it takes longer than that. So, again, you know, Las Vegas has been doing an amazing job recovering Vegas strong. But, you know, I don't want to see anybody criticize our law enforcement officers because they are the bomb. They are phenomenal. And I think they did a great job and always do a great job keeping us and our tourists safe. All right, a 6-inch Dover sole fish leaps into a British man's mouth and he goes into cardiac arrest. He was on a fishing trip in Boscombe in southern England, although I don't think it's pronounced Boscombe. That sounds more Italian. Probably Boscombe. That's probably how it is. Anyway, the man, 28 years old, is not named. He went into cardiac arrest after the fish leaped into his mouth, completely blocking his throat. Paramedics were able to clear his airway after drawing the sole free with a forceps, and they saved his life. Matt Harrison, an emergency responder for the Southwestern Ambulance Service, says he was on the scene in less than 2 minutes. Wow. Under 2 minutes. That is phenomenal. When he arrived, it was a dimly lit pier where the man was fishing, and a friend of the victim was already performing CPR, which is why it is so important for you guys to learn your CPR. The friend told Harrison that the 28-year-old had jokingly placed a fish he had just caught in his mouth. The sole then wriggled free and jumped into the throat. Oh, okay. I thought the fish jumped from the water into the mouth. I read somewhere that the fish, it was like it just jumped. Okay, why the heck was the fish in his mouth? That was stupid. He said, initially, we didn't know the true extent of the situation or what the patient was choking on, but as we questioned further, we were told that he had a whole fish stuck in his windpipe, and then the heart stopped. So he was artificially ventilated with a bag and mask. Airway remained blocked as he wasn't getting any oxygen. Then they were able to take out the fish. He used a laryngoscope, et cetera, took a forceps, and great job for first responders. But, yeah, don't be sticking wriggly fish. I mean, what are you guys doing? This is ridiculous. Okay. Now, childhood obesity is exploding. Get this, guys. All right? The number of obese children in the world is 10 times greater than it was 4 decades ago. Right now, they estimate 50 million girls and 74 million boys are obese worldwide. Back in 1975, only 11 million children worldwide were obese. Now the number sits at 124 million. Now some of you will say, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, the population went up though. Well, okay, so the population of the 70s was what, 3.7 billion? And now it's about 7 billion? Okay, so let's say the population doubled. We're talking tenfold obesity. We can't just blame population doubling on this one. They say 19%, if you just now look at percentage of children obese, close to 19% of girls are now obese, 22.4% of boys, which means one out of every four to five kids is going to be sitting in class obese. And it's one out of every four adults are considered obese. The adult obesity is skyrocketing as well. In 1975, there were 100 million obese adults worldwide. Now this jumped to 671 million in 2016. And this doesn't even include the 1.3 billion, quote, overweight adults. So we are looking at skyrocketing numbers. Now, what do they use to determine obesity? Well, according to the CDC, they use the body mass index. Being overweight is defined as having excess body weight for a particular height from fat, muscle, bone, water, or a combination of these factors. Body mass index, or BMI, is a widely used screening tool for measuring the overweight and obesity. And so BMI preferred, like for adults, we want you under 25. If you're over 25, you're considered overweight. Over 30, obese. And children with a BMI at or above the 85th percentile and less than the 95th percentile are considered overweight. If they're over the 95th percentile, they're considered to be obese. So what is going on? Well, okay, again, like I've said this with adults, I'm going to say this with teens too, okay? Our fight on tobacco has spurred obesity. Right? Teens aren't, smoking as much. Smoking in high schools are at an all-time low now. So smoking's going down. And so rather than them smoking and then losing their appetite, they still have their appetite. And we eat too much fast food. Alright, it's yummy, it's cheap, convenient. I'll go to the 99 cent menu if I'm in a hurry, so I could get a burger, I could swallow that down on my way to work, I got my lunch, I'm done, it's cheap, but there's calories, fat, preservatives that our body doesn't need. Plus, we eat too quickly. When you swallow or gulp down a mini burger, you're like, I'm still hungry, and now I want fries or I want something else. Well, your body doesn't get the signal in time to tell you, no, 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 I'm full. So you still eat. So we have to eat slower. We also don't move around as much. I've talked about this all the time. Why is PE just three times a week? We should be, doing our English class, listening to Shakespeare while we're walking around the school. Right? You know, you could be doing hikes when it comes to exercise and PE. And then we're like, well, but I went to the gym today, so I'm good, I'm going to the gym. If you sit at your computer for hours, apparently you lose much of the ground you gained when you worked out. Then we got to stop putting hormones in our food, steroids, recombinant bovine growth hormone. These things that try to enhance our food-producing animals can make us fat. And then, sugar, it's not a treat anymore. It's considered a food group. So rather than us getting dessert once in a blue moon, right, now there's dessert. Look at our Lunchables. At lunch, kids are having dessert. They're cereal. They're, Lucky Charms. Or I was on McIntyre in the morning with Leanne Tweed and Doug McIntyre, and he said, there was a bowl of chocolate chip cookies. It was called Cookie Crisp that kids would eat. So even your breakfast was dessert. That's got to stop. Our portion sizes have gotten huge. The quarter pounder came out in the 70s, and in the 80s, it kind of was a big deal, and there was a lot of promotion. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, a quarter pounder, wow, that person must get really full. Well, now the average burger people eat is a quarter pounder, and now they're trying to sell third pound or half pound burgers. That's a problem. So our portion sizes are bigger. So to combat this, we're going to talk about this when we get back. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, you need to be proactive with your health. I understand that things are changing with the healthcare system even more so than they did a few years back, and maybe it's going to change for the better, maybe it's going to change for the worse. I just think it's going to get worse before it gets better, but it needs to get better. And I can't stand the high deductibles, the high premiums. And I'm a huge fan of Lifeline screening because they offer quick, easy, and painless screenings that you could do that end up being a lot cheaper than when you try to use your high deductible insurance plan. And, we need to be screening ourselves for stroke and atrial fibrillation and peripheral vascular disease and aortic aneurysm repair. And many insurance companies don't say, okay, yeah, you can go screen yourself for all those diseases. No, they don't like screenings. They may give you a quote-unquote physical, but that doesn't necessarily mean the insurance company is going to let you screen yourself for an aortic aneurysm. I've discussed this before on the show. The guidelines allow an aortic aneurysm screen if you're over 65, if you're male, and if you smoke. So if you're a 63-year-old male who smokes, you're not covered under the guidelines. And if you're a female who smokes, not covered. So if you're a 63-year-old and you don't smoke, but you're worried about it, no, the insurance company doesn't have to cover it, especially if there's no guidelines out there from the United States Preventive Services Task Force. So if you want to get these screenings done, you have to kind of be proactive and do it on your own. And Lifeline Screening can do this for packages starting at $149. Saves you at least 50%. And they use ultrasound technology, which is painless and no radiation. So go to 1-888-815-LIFE. That's 888-815-LIFE for Lifeline Screening. Schedule your appointment. If there's a bunch of you guys, they can even come to your work or your church or your men's club, etc. So really good stuff. That'd be a nice Christmas gift. For those of you employers who want to get a Christmas gift for your employees, why don't you set up a Lifeline screening? I think that'd be awesome. Call them at 888-815-LIFE. So I want to wrap up this last story on the childhood obesity. What are parents supposed to do if now these kids are more and more at risk for obesity? We have 10 times the number of children obese now than we did in the 1970s. And obesity puts you at risk for cancer, puts you at risk for heart disease, dementia, back issues, chronic pain. There's so many things it does. It can put you at risk for stroke, diabetes. So, parents, okay, you got to be on top of this. Stop the sugary breakfast. Okay, the kids can eat something healthy, maybe some toast, maybe some egg, maybe a piece of cheese, right? Maybe a slice of meat, but, we got to stop the sugary cereals. And none of this, okay, you get dessert at dinner time. Okay, dessert should be a once-a-week treat. Like Doug McIntyre said, like going out for ice cream. Okay, that's a treat. You're not supposed to be doing dessert after every meal or after every dinner. So you guys need to stop that. You also got to make exercise not a choice, but a daily necessity. Okay? If your kids didn't have PE that day, and they come home, and they're like, oh, I want to tell you about my day. I want to tell you. Oh, great. Let's go walk the dog, or let's go for a walk. Tell me about your day while we go for a walk. Okay? Force that kid out, even if you're skinny. Force him, he has homework to do. Well, he's probably going to be spending 30 minutes on his computer or on his smartphone or watching TV or something. So tell him to go for a walk. My kids are like, okay, Mom, quiz me for my Spanish test or quiz me for my biology test. Well, you don't have to do that sitting down. Do that while you guys walk. I mean, of course, watch where you're walking. Walk on a sidewalk or in a park. Okay? You have to eat fresh and you have to avoid fast food. The more junk food, the more junk in your trunk. You got to avoid preservatives, processed food, and you got to get away from this fast food. Because fast food is, the reason why it's prepared fast is because of the preservatives. Your body was never designed to deal with that. They don't know what to do with that. You got to eat slowly, okay? We can't chow down on the run. We have to eat, chew our food, wait till that satiety hormone tells our brain you're good. Cut your meal in half. Save the rest of your lunch for pre-dinner, something like that. And, a lot of us, our plates are these big, huge charge. They're these big, huge platter-looking things. And why is that? Eat your dinner off a saucer. Use a saucer plate. Use that. And you know, if your dinner fits on that, now don't pile it up 3 feet, but that can help you cut your portions. Okay? Don't eat carbs. Eat vegetables instead, and you got to say no to sugar. I wrote an article on this. It's on my website, and it's on my Facebook and Twitter if you want to check it out at drdahlia.com. Now, some good news for Social Security recipients. Social Security recipients will get a 2% increase in benefits in 2018. This is slightly lower than projected this summer, but up sharply from the past 2 years. The cost of living adjustment, COLA, covers more than 61 million Social Security beneficiaries and more than 8 million recipients of supplemental security income benefits. And some people get both. Now, what does this mean in dollars and cents? The average person is going to get about $25 more a month. That helps, though. I mean, that's what, $300 a year? The rate of the increase is tied to the Consumer Price Index and inflation gauge. So the Social Security Board of Trustees had projected in July that this year's increase would be 2.2%. And then I guess in 2017 it was up 0.3%, and remember, no change in 2016. People were upset that they were going to get no COLA. So the hike is the highest since 2012's 3.6%. They say for upper income retirees, the gains will be partially offset by an increase in the maximum amount of earnings subject to Social Security tax. That's jumping 1.2% to $128,000. So the government is also increasing the earnings limit for young recipients. That limit will rise 0.7% to $17,000 for people younger than 66. So their benefits will fall a dollar for every $2 above that amount that they earn. So what is the average Social Security payment? It's about $1,200 a month, $15,000 a year. So, you know, we'll see how this goes. In terms of increases, you know, in 1988, it went up like 4.2%. In 90, 4.7. 91, 5.4%. So, I mean, it's a little bit, it's, you know, it'd be nice if it was more, but unfortunately, it's not. All right, so Florida are still investigating, Florida police are still investigating the Dr. Peter Gallagher at the Gainesville After Hours Clinic when a woman's daughter caught on video him coming out to the lobby, yelling at them and telling them to leave. And when he says, did you get your copay? She goes, yes, I got my copay. He goes, then get out. You know, if you go anywhere else, it's going to be a 5-hour wait. Go. And he also, in the longer video, many of us have only seen the shorter video, but in the longer video, he says, but you were seen. She was complaining that she walked in. It was a walk-in clinic. She walked in at 6:30, and it was 7:45. Even though she had been taken back and they got a urine test, she had been waiting a while. And, you know, she was sick and she wasn't feeling well, so I get that. Unfortunately, the video started taping only after, I guess, you see a pause, you see, you know, they're in the lobby, and then all of a sudden the doctor comes out, meaning the video was taken, right, expecting something to happen. And what we're being told is when Dr. Gallagher apologized, he said, look, what you're not seeing is what happened in the minutes before that video when they were threatening the staff. And they said that the husband is going to come and beat me up, and you know, and they got their copay. The staff asked them to leave. They gave them their copay, their money back, and the patients still wouldn't go. And you know, many times if there's no security, the doctor, especially the male doctor, is it. He is the one that's going to have to protect his staff. So Jessica Stipe, 38 years old, is the one posting the video of the incident. The other reason why the police are getting involved is when the doctor saw that the daughter was videotaping him, he took the phone. And so if he did touch the daughter trying to grab the phone. Now, I would like to know what rights we have if somebody is videotaping us and using it out of context. Because, are you allowed to grab the phone? How do you protect yourself from something going online? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Rebel. Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G, miracle.com.